This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Nugget time, Friday the 28th of April. The month is Kaputsky, the end of the fourth week. And on Sunday, we'll say bye-bye to April. And Monday will be the first of May. I feel like Ted Baxter announcing another new month. That's the kind of stuff some of those fellas with voices can do best. Yes, it's time for a new month. Well, let's see how we can dust off the issues from this past month and put them into perspective, the good ones, maybe not so good ones. Here's some legal news, in a manner of speaking. David Dow, the doctor who was seen being dragged off that United Airlines jet, the videos were everywhere, discussion was from sea to sea, corner to corner, all kinds of outrage. There's a settlement yesterday, but nobody knows how much it is, as we hear in this report.
United Airlines has settled with the man who was dragged off a flight earlier this month. David Dow, who was left with a broken nose and two missing teeth after the incident, initially planned to sue the airline. The exact amount of the settlement is confidential, but Dow's legal team noted the airline took full responsibility for the incident. News of the settlement broke the same day United announced a slew of new fees to improve customer service, including offering passengers up to $10,000 to voluntarily leave an overbooked flight. Dow's lawyer said in a statement that for this acceptance of corporate accountability, United is to be applauded.
All right. So let's examine, if that's the right word, let's just think about this for a minute or two, because it's very interesting, the ingredients here that put this all together. And so there are a number of things in the legal world that I want to touch on today that are quite interesting. Actually, this is the most interesting for me, anyway. The settlement is anywhere from $8 million to $80 million, somewhere in there. There are all kinds of things going on, whether people are just stupid or whether we're now in a trend to look at the airlines. There was a fellow kicked off a Delta Airlines flight yesterday because he needed to use the bathroom at a time when the flight attendants said you have to stay in your seat and keep your seatbelt on. That happens all the time. Anyway, the business about Dow and what happens, not necessarily to him, but what happens to you, yes, there is improvement. The airline did announce that in the future, starting today, it would offer up to $10,000 as an incentive for people to voluntarily give up their seats on overbooked flights. You can be sure that the way they program, they will not say this, but the way they program their flights, the way that the computer system oversells, I'm betting that's tweaked way back to have it be the same way as Delta does it. Delta offers $10,000, but they rarely have to pay anything like that because they don't overbook the flights. It just makes more sense now, especially in this era of accountability. So they made substantial changes to how they deal with customers. And as an infrequent United customer, but someone who has a United Airlines patronage number, frequent flyer number, I received the following in my email last night. Dear Mr. Stefan, each flight you take with us represents an important promise we make to you. It's not simply that we make sure you reach your destination safely and on time, but also that you will be treated with the highest level of service and the deepest sense of dignity. Earlier this month, we broke that trust when a passenger was forcibly removed from one of our planes. We can never say we're sorry enough for what occurred, but we also know meaningful actions speak louder than words. So for the past several weeks, We've been urgently working to answer two questions. How did this happen? And how can we do our best to ensure it won't happen again? It happened because our corporate policies were placed ahead of our shared values. Our procedures got in the way of our employees doing what they know is right. Fixing the problem starts now with changing how we fly, serve, and respect our customers. This is a turning point for all of us here at United. And as CEO, it's my responsibility to make sure that we learn from this experience and redouble our efforts to put our customers at the center of everything we do. That's why we announced that we will no longer ask law enforcement to remove customers from a flight. Customers will not be required to give up their seat once on board, except in matters of safety or security. We also know that despite our best efforts, when things don't go the way they ought to, we need to be there for you to make things right. There are several new ways we're going to do that. We will increase incentives for voluntary rebooking up to $10,000 and be eliminating the red tape on permanently lost bags with new no-questions-asked $1,500 reimbursement policy in effect immediately. We'll also be rolling out a new app for our employees that will enable them to provide on-the-spot goodwill gestures in the form of miles, travel credit, and other amenities when your experience misses the mark. You can learn more about these at united.com. While the actions are important, I found myself reflecting more broadly on the role we play and the responsibilities we have to you and the communities we serve. I believe we must go further in redefining what United's corporate citizenship looks like. You can and ought to expect more from us. We intend to live up to those high expectations in the way we embody social responsibility and civic leadership. I hope you'll see that pledge expresses itself in our actions going forward. Our goal should be nothing less than to make you truly proud to say, I fly United. Well, I give the guy A for effort, whether the cynics say it's because if he hadn't done that, he would have lost his job. Well, he already lost the chairmanship of the board of directors. And some of the board of directors who have supported him will lose their seats, I'm going to bet. Everybody who got that is somebody who flies on United. So there's probably millions of those emails that went out yesterday. I find it interesting. I don't find United to be the airline that I want to fly because it doesn't go where I go the most, which is either south or west of here. So are they going to be a big factor in my future? Unless American goes out of business, probably not, at least as things are at the moment. But I think that this is a textbook case for business schools as to how to operate or not operate, or how to make a mess of things and how to come back. I think this is a pretty good step, actually. I don't have a lot of complaints with it. I think that what I said earlier on was this will never get to court, and when they're all done, they're not going to want to talk about it. They're just giving the guy a lot of money, telling him to keep quiet. As part of accepting the money, he keeps quiet. End of story. Goodbye. One of the other things that I would have thought, they probably gave him a lifetime pass to fly in first class on any United flight if he wants to for the rest of his life, he and his family. That would be something that would be standard to this, and then millions of dollars. So, anyway, that's the story. That's that legal story. Here's another legalese. Michael Flynn, remember him, the former National Security Advisor? He's being investigated yet again, this time by the Department of Defense. The probe, which started this week, revealed in a letter released yesterday by Representative Cummings, the Democrat who's on the head of the list at the House Oversight Committee. He also released a letter a couple of years ago from the Defense Intelligence Agency to Flynn, told Flynn that he would need congressional approval before accepting payments from a foreign government. He apparently didn't do that. He got $33,000 for a speech he gave to Russian TV, RTV. Why would he be giving a speech? Anyway, he has done a lot of lobbying work for Turkey, made about $500,000 working for them. So he's getting investigated. And the other legal item here that I find interesting is what happened in the Ann Coulter case at Berkeley. You remember that this has been going on pretty much for about a month, all kinds of heated deliberation. Ann Coulter says she's not going to speak in the University of California and said she's going to sue him. Speech set for the other day. I think it was actually set for today. Was it? No, yesterday. School canceled it, citing security concerns. They offered to reschedule it, but Coulter and the student group that invited her said no. And then, because there were so many, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do something else. So they filed a free speech lawsuit against the school as well. Berkeley College Republicans and the Young American Foundation have said the school can't protect Ms. Coulter against unrestrained leftist agitators. And you know what? They're right. This is despicable. This is disgusting. This is, I want to, you know, sometimes you get so angry about something, it's not really worth, in this circumstance, getting angry about the Ann Coulter thing, but it's the mission, it's this intolerance, it's this jackass mentality or jackbooted mentality that keeps people from being able to do what they, you know, whether you like what she says or not, she has the right to say it. And these people in Berkeley say, no, you can't, so they're getting sued. I hope they pay out the butt. 18 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
The mother of all worries, 4 of 5 working moms say kids' issues, including 75% of teens, who need to straighten their teeth. Here's Nicole Feliciano.
Forget the braces. Now treatment with Invisalign Clear Aligners is up to 50% faster. They've introduced 1-week wear aligners that improve your teen's smile with a series of practically invisible custom aligners that gradually straighten teeth.
For new moms, it's how to tackle diaper rash.
I like Boudreaux's Butt Paste Maximum Strength. It treats diaper rash symptoms without harsh ingredients. It soothes on contact, so you can start relieving diaper rash in as little as 3 hours.
Talking diapers.
This is a wow. Huggies Little Snugglers diapers are inspired by parents' hugs, and now they have a new wetness indicator. When the stripe turns from yellow to blue, it's changing time. Pair them with Huggies Natural Care Wipes, designed to protect baby's delicate skin.
For kids 8 and up.
Make learning fun. Ozobot Evo is a smart, small, social robot that kickstarts a child's creativity, critical thinking, and tech skills. Ozobot invented their own color command language. Kids use the markers to draw a path for Evo to follow, or program it in the smartphone app.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Do you know what's lurking in your water?
More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Popular and deservedly so, female artists around today is Shania Twain. I have great. I just like the way it sounds. Whatever she's singing, I like the way it sounds. She's announced plans to release her first album in 15 years. A new single called "Life's About to Get Good" scheduled to arrive in June. There are no copies of it around yet, but we'll see if we can find one for next Monday, New Music Monday. Title for the new set hasn't been revealed either yet. That's coming out in September. So she has a single in June and then the album in September. She made the announcement during her appearance on The Voice on Monday that she was there for the first time.
She was a fifth judge. They had never done that before, but they
Why
made her
they
a fifth
that?
Judge.
Just
because
put her
she's,
on?
Yeah, just for one night, just because she's, you know, special and she's a wonderful mentor and advisor for everybody and she's a big deal.
Yeah. I think if you're going to the Stagecoach Festival in Indio, down south of Palm Springs, that's going to be the first place to hear her new material. She's headlining the Country Music Extravaganza coming up this weekend. So
that's a big deal for her because she hasn't done concerts in, you know, like on that scale in a long time.
Yeah. I think she's very talented. Wasn't she involved with the bike rider there for a while?
Oh, that's Sheryl Crow. Lance Armstrong. Yeah. No, Shania had plenty of drama. Her husband left her for her best friend.
That's well.
And then her best friend's husband and Shania got together to console each other. Now they're married to each other.
It goes round and round.
Yep.
All right, Rolling Stones are in the music news. We take this portion of every hour to talk about music and some of the things that are going on. The Stones were the surprise guests of honor at the Jazz FM Awards in England. They walked away with two prizes, including Album of the Year for Blue and Lonesome. Mick says, quote, "We started off a very long time ago in London trying to play clubs. Those clubs were jazz clubs. They used to kick us out." So this sort of feels full circle. After collecting the prize, the producer and president of Blue Note Records, Don Was, paid tribute to the Stones He called them the most hardworking and talented musicians to ever step in front of a microphone. That says a lot.
Yeah.
Stones also collected the award for Blues Artist of the Year. Mick credited that to the record label because he initially wasn't eager to do it. But the label loved it, and so that was cool. Also, Van the Man Morrison was there, presenting the British rhythm, blues, and jazz singer Georgie Fame with a Lifetime Achievement Award. He loves Georgie Fame. He takes him with him on... I've been to a concert where Georgie Fame has been in the band.
I'm not familiar with Georgie Fame. Is he good?
Jazz, yeah, very jazz. He's very jazzy. Van Morrison loves to go off in different directions. He does a lot of jazz that, frankly, doesn't appeal to me because that's not why I like him.
It's a little too weird.
He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
All right, a group of Muslim, Jewish, and Christian musicians have been celebrating their musical heritage together. Actually, it's been going on for 20 years. They're called the Shalom Shalom Music Project. Name means peace in Arabic and Hebrew. Musicians are from the U.S., Middle East, and Eastern Europe. They perform folk songs in Arabic, Hebrew, Yiddish, Russian, and French. This is one of those great, great ideas. The fellow who's the lead here, a singer named Riazman Ali, said, I hope that by seeing people collaborating on stage and finding commonality in a beautiful and harmonious way, it can make... people can apply it to their own lives. What a brilliant idea. Congratulations to them for coming up with that. 28 past the hour here.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Folks, here's some good news from the AARP, and it may be worth $50,000 to you. Here's Andy Solomon with more details.
The AARP Purpose Prize recognizes extraordinary people over 50 who use their life experience to make a better world for all. Barb Quaintance is a vice president at AARP.
Previous winners of the Purpose Prize have created programs to help cancer patients, underprivileged children, isolated seniors, and people with disabilities.
AARP is currently accepting nominations, and 5 winners will each be awarded $50,000 this fall. Barbara Chandler Allen won for her work with Fresh Artists, a nonprofit that raises funds for art supplies in Philadelphia's inner-city schools.
If you know someone over 50 who's making a difference in their community, I encourage you to nominate them. As a former winner, I can tell you it's life-changing.
The deadline for nominations is May 12, 2017. For more, go to purposeprize.aarp.org. Now you're in the know.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Passing the baton along now to some of the things that have happened. This is looking forward by looking backward, in a sense. What the hell is he talking about, people say? Well, hold on, let me tell you. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The charts from Talkers Magazine are always a big part of our discussion during the Friday get-together, whether it be in this hour when I'm here by myself to sort of do my own therapy, in a manner of speaking, and help you with yours, because I think a lot of the things that I have on my mind are the same that you have on your mind. You just want to vent. So you can agree, sometimes disagree. Let me go through the stories that sort of stand out in the top 10 for me anyway, and spend a moment. I've already talked about Michael Flynn in this hour as number 9. The number 10 thing pretty much always is what's going on in sports and sports talk radio, that sort of thing. At number 8, the speech that President Obama is going to give on Wall Street, and the, I don't know if upset's the right word, but the hoopla it's created because you're going to get paid $400,000. For those of you who do or don't know this, that's the lower end of the scale that Hillary Clinton gets when she speaks. Surely you've heard about the $650,000 payday she's had. And surely you've heard that Bill Clinton has gotten as much as $1.5 million for a speech or attending a weekend event. So whether you like Obama or you don't like him, 400,000 is no big deal for a former president. George W. Bush has done a few speeches. He doesn't really like to, but he's gone to places that are near and dear to his heart. He doesn't need the money. And actually, the Obamas don't need the money either. What's your definition of needing the money? You want the money. They are both being paid, he and his wife, $60 million to write a couple of books about their experiences in the White House. So be it. That's the American way. Those of you who want to chisel them out of that opportunity, and I say that because it's small potatoes and this kind of, it's the kind of thinking that creates the small-mindedness of it. There is nothing but abundance in the universe. You can create the same sort of thing if you were born under the right sign, in the right circumstance, or you create the right circumstance for you. There's nothing that holds you back. Nothing holds anybody back other than their own attitude and their own fears. So Obama handed to him, may or may not have had a lot of fears, but he took advantage of circumstances all along the way to become a very young senator and then become a very young president. Did he do a good job? In my estimation, no. He was a lousy president, but he was still the president. And so with that comes that even if Trump only lasts 4 years or whatever, he still will have the recognition of having belonged to the most exclusive club in the world. It is. And so with that, you get paid $400,000 a year. So to put it into perspective, and this is why I smile in my you hear the smile in my voice. So Obama was making $400,000 a year as president. In one afternoon, he's going to make the same amount of money that he did in a whole year as president. And did he earn it? We say yes because, and I say we, collectively as a society, we say yes, he has earned it because somebody's paying him. And that means he earned it. You don't pay or get paid something unless you have earned it one way or another. Maybe you were lucky. Maybe you were born into the right family. Maybe you've got a trust fund, whatever it is. But still, you were there and you earned it in some way, shape, or form. So I have no problem with Obama getting $400,000. I hope he gets as much as he can get. It's good for the society. It really is. And then number seven, the Ann Coulter speech controversy. I was talking about that a little bit ago as well. I hope she sues him and gets a lot of money out of Berkeley because that was a fiasco that doesn't, this is oxymoronic. It's not right. Are we in a free society or are we not in a free society? Is there freedom of speech or isn't there freedom of speech? The Constitution guarantees freedom of speech. You don't get it, you sue. That's the American way. Good. Hope she gets a lot of money. All right, let's see what else is on here. Number six is the worry about a government shutdown. There's not going to be any government shutdown. None. Zero. It's not good for business, and Trump's about business. Not good for business. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Ivanka's Berlin trip. She's done a great job. Man, is she smart. Oh, my God, is she smart. Oh, let me go back to, she sort of is the titular first lady. Let me go back to the Obamas for a minute. Because Michelle is coming back to host a college signing day. This is the first thing she's done in the first 4 months since they've been out of office. Public theater in New York City will be where this takes place. It'll be next weekend. The 5th is Friday, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, Friday. You might have turned my calendar over yet, as you can hear. So she's going to be there to host this college signing event. Andy Cohen, Billy Eichner. Do you know who he is, Kara? He's a comedian, I think.
Yeah, he's a comedian. He has a show on Bravo, I think, and he was on Parks and Recreation, which is a comedy.
Yeah. Former Congressman Gabby Giffords. Remember, she got shot in Tucson a number of years ago. Kerry Russell and Matthew Rhys, who are the stars of The Americans, about communists. Now, if you don't think that'll play into the hands of the right-wingers who don't like Michelle Obama, yeah, we're going to have those people who star in that show about commies.
You can always find something.
Right. They'll be there. I knew she was a commie. See who else will be there. Michael B. Jordan, star of that movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Creed,
he was the boxer.
That was
Creed,
a great movie.
Yep. Neil Patrick Harris will be there. Nick Cannon will be there. By the way, is Nick Cannon back sleeping with his former wife? Do you have any insight into that, Carol?
I don't have any insight, but I do think they have an amicable relationship. I've seen them, you know, on Halloween and other events with their kids together. So
I don't know
if it involves...
Friday night, boom, boom.
It might. Who knows?
Anyway, let's see. Zoe Kravitz is in that group scheduled to appear with the students from these various New York high schools. One of the greatest honors of my life was serving as your first lady, Mrs. Obama said. College signing day celebrates high school seniors pursuing higher studies, whether through a four-year university, community college, or professional training program. She supported the day during her years as the first lady. There are 1,000 other events, by the way, that will be held at the same time across the country for college signing day. You'll be able to see the video. I think it's already been posted, Kara. At least the information has been. The MTV show is going to be obviously playing over and over and over again after it airs next week. But there's some preliminary stuff on MTV and elsewhere. She is seen encouraging graduating seniors to post selfies with their college gear with the hashtag College Signing Day. So, good. She gets some attention. Now, to give Melania Trump some attention, because now it's first 100 days, people are happy to give her a break or happy to take a shot at her for no good reason. And for that reason, she's been reluctant to embrace her role. That's pretty clear. And so all those people who are trying to, okay, she's the first lady. This is what first ladies do. No. Well, this is Trump's the president, so this is what the president's supposed to do. No. Why should they do it just because everybody else has done it? She avoided involvement in the campaign. She's remained out of the spotlight as first lady. She's taken care of their son. And good for her. Although apparently they're going down to the White House this summer after school ends for Barron. But the news media says she's failed to embrace the basic functions. Wow. What business is it of anybody else's? Trump's running the country. Country's going along. I think, even though I love these people, there's a story about her by a lady who writes about the first ladies. Melania Trump's decision not to immediately move to the White House, for example, is unprecedented. She hasn't filled her staff. She can have 10 people. She doesn't have advisors. She doesn't have staff. She doesn't have anything. What an outrage. Your nonsense and horse manure, all that is better yet, cow manure, because that's better.
Yeah, I think she's definitely caught between a rock and a hard place, because there's no way for her to win. If you're married to someone and you have a family with someone, obviously you want to support them, but I don't think that she has the personality or the desire, really, to be that, you know, the face of the presidency.
And why should she? Let her be as she is.
And I can understand that, because I don't think I would want to be either.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the rest of the stories in the top 10 from Talkers Magazine this week are all about Trump. So we can basically dispense with a focus on that. I do want to focus on a new law on the books that seem to benefit police work in Connecticut, which I think you'll find intriguing. That's up next year on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce
benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, that website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, here's a question for all of us to consider. Should police be allowed to use weaponized drones? That's the question in Connecticut. Let's see if we can find an answer.
Police in Connecticut might soon be able to use drones equipped with lethal weapons. The state's House of Representatives is moving on a bill that would make using weaponized drones a crime. That is, unless you're a cop. Law enforcement officers could legally equip drones with things like tear gas, as well as more lethal stuff, like explosives and other weapons. Critics argue Connecticut could set a dangerous precedent if the bill becomes law. Civil liberties groups argue weaponized drones can be misused and lead to increased instances of excessive force. But supporters of arming the aerial objects say this is the future of policing. They argue it's better to put rules in place now before drone technology expands. In 2015, North Dakota made it legal to put non-lethal weapons on police drones. But if the Connecticut bill passes, it would be the first state to allow deadly weapons on the flying devices.
I don't think I'm too excited.
I really don't want that to be the future of policing.
So who? Let's say some guy hacks into the police computer that's running the drones and decides to take it over.
I don't even want to think about it.
Nah, come on. That's not a workable solution. Okay. Hello to Albany and Louisville, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Des Moines, Iowa, Oklahoma City. Happy to have you along on the Good Day Experience here at 10 minutes before the hour.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
So there's a lot of fact versus myth when it comes to beauty, your favorite beauty expert show. Kramer K joins us to debunk some of the myths.
I'm here to deliver the fake news.
Yes. Well, we got plenty of that. You'll be in good, you'll be in good company as far as that's concerned. Cheryl is former executive beauty director at Shape Magazine. Before Shape, she was the beauty and fashion director at Star, beauty director at Red Book. Man, you've been all over the place. You must be the most beautiful thing in captivity.
You cannot even imagine how spectacular I am.
All right, well, I'll Google you while we're talking about some of the things.
Oh, well then, all right, there's the fake news again.
All right, so what? Let's do the fake news. What are some of the biggest fake stories we hear all the time about beauty? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. That's not what we're talking about, right?
No, we're talking about the basic beauty myths that circulate and people start to think that they're true, and I want to debunk those for you. So one of the myths I seem to hear quite a bit lately is that it's not good to wash your hair every day. And the theory behind this is that daily washing will strip your hair of moisture and color and its natural oils. However, we are heading into the summer, and I know that I'm going to be a lot more active, and I will be sweating a lot more, and the idea of leaving all that dirt and sweat and oil on my hair and my scalp is very, very unappealing to me. And that is why I'm here today with Pantene to debunk that myth. And I want to tell you that it is a good thing to wash your hair every day. And here is why. Earlier this year, Pantene introduced its biggest shampoo breakthrough in 30 years. This is a new formula found in 12 of their shampoos that actually puts back into your hair more than it takes out. So most shampoos just cleanse the surface of your hair. But this new shampoo actually penetrates into the core of your hair to deposit lipids and antioxidants. That's going to replenish moisture and prevent future damage. So the more you're using this shampoo, the healthier your hair will be. So I like to think of this shampoo as like a workout for your hair. This is, you know, that shape background we're talking about. When right. you do core strengthening exercise for your body, it gives you the strength and the flexibility to prevent injuries. Now, in your hair's case, strengthening the core prevents hair injuries, things like breakage, color fading, frizzies, flyaways, and your hair is shinier and healthier and more manageable after you have washed it. So this is really a big deal, and you can find more info about it at Pantene.com.
I remember being told when I was young not to wash my hair all the time because not it would strip all the things out of my hair, but it would cause, if we weren't using good shampoos, my hair to fall out because the pores on your scalp where the hair comes through get plugged up by using cheap shampoos and cream rinses more than anything else. So your hair gets, if there's no open pore, the hair can't get through. So this
is really interesting because what a lot of the not washing your hair means you're really not exfoliating your scalp. And that's actually what's going to clog that follicle and prevent the hair from coming out. So, but I do remember cream rinse, and I haven't heard that expression in a really long time, and that just made me really happy. But it's actually the act of washing your hair stimulates your scalp and frees up that follicle. So that is another myth I am happy to bust.
All right, we got a few moments left to talk about skincare because Pantene has some good things there. What about skincare? We're focusing on myths versus facts. So, what are the? If I use the regular creams on my face, is that going to do me?
Not Pantene specific at all. I wanted to talk about age spots that people think come from just getting older, but they do not. Age spots are actually a sign of sun damage, and they are preventable by wearing sunscreen. So UV light triggers melanin production. That's what gives you a tan, and that's temporary. But if you get too much UV light, your melanin production can go a little haywire and produce an age spot that is unfortunately not temporary. So you want to be wearing your sunscreen on all those exposed areas, your face, your hands, your chest, every single day, and you can prevent the quote-unquote age spot.
All right, got to do that. Where do we get more information, Cheryl?
Well, you know, for the Pantene stuff, you can go to Pantene.com, and that's going to give you a lot of other hair myths you can also bust if we had all the time in the world.
Right. All right. Thank you. Nice to have you here. You are beautiful. I've looked at some of the that red hair, especially does it. Cheryl,
you are
Kramer,
very kind.
K here, making us all seem and feel and be more beautiful.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.